the 1937 Plymouth, ladies and gentlemen, and there it is, sailing along to new records for appearance, economy, safety, and performance. Sailing along the highways of the nation, the greatest value in all Plymouth history. And what a history of value-giving, of sensational success, year after year, Plymouth has had. Plymouth is the only car that built 1 million units in the first 6 years of its existence. Then, in a little more than 2 years, the second 1 million mark was achieved. Look at the record of Plymouth triumph during the Depression and since. There is only one way to attain this skyrocketing popularity, and that's by building extraordinary value. Proof of that value is seen in the scarcity of Plymouths in the used car markets. Why, used car specialists will actually pay more for Plymouths than for the other two low-priced cars. Plymouth popularity stands securely on its history of building longer life, greater safety, and more style and luxury into its cars year after year. And this year's automobile is a creation of such beauty that Plymouth stands out in any company. Look at it from any angle, and it's impressive. See how the lines of the massive fenders are joined with the swelling curves of the smoothly rounded radiator shell. Body lines flow along the sleek hood with its modernistic louvers over the solid one-piece steel top, and then down the handsome built-in trunk. The rear end is harmoniously balanced with those twin taillights and a centered license bracket with a light below it. Plenty of room there, and it's all usable room, too, for the gasoline filler pipe has been removed from the trunk. It's bigger than the ordinary low-priced car in every way. Inches wider from door to door this year, which means a wider windshield for safety. Three persons sit comfortably in the front seat with ample shoulder room. The rear seat is more than 4 feet wide. No crowding in this commodious car. Of course, the new Plymouth still has chair height seats that permit a normal sitting position. More leg room than ever before because the expensive new hypoid rear axle makes possible a low floor without any hump to accommodate the propeller shaft. Two big rear windows this year and a convenient reading lamp between them, one of many thoughtful details of design. It's a great big package of value, this 1937 Plymouth. And beneath the beauty is steel for safety. Plymouth has had a steel body for 7 years. Steel pillars, steel panels, and steel floor, sturdily braced and reinforced throughout with still more steel. Then to crown this masterpiece of body construction, there is a solid steel top formed from one piece of steel and then electrically welded to sides to form one solid rigid unit. The bodybuilders were thinking of your comfort too, so they provided a wide deep drip molding that carries off the rain. For your protection, the new Plymouth introduces safety styling. Door handles have been redesigned curving inward so they won't catch your clothing. The instrument panel combines luxury with safety styling. All knobs and controls of the new Plymouth are recessed, including the ignition key. Nothing protrudes. See how cleverly the windshield control has been folded away. Now, this seat back is padded to soften the bump in case of a quick stop. Note, too, that safety styling makes this armrest of soft sponge rubber. Plymouth gives you complete ventilation. Not only does the windshield open, but also there is a screened ventilator in the cowl. Ventilating wings are operated with a simple lever, and when the rear half of Plymouth's ventilating window is lowered, there is no metal bar to obstruct the view or to get in the way when giving hand signals. Rear quarter windows are hinged, so they swing outward on friction pivots. Here again, a protruding crank has been eliminated. Your Plymouth windshield will not be obscured by snow or clouded by steam. Through vents in the bottom of the windshield frame, warm air from a connection with the heater can be directed over the glass. For added comfort in cold weather, Plymouth uses complete insulation to seal the body against the winter wind, as well as to keep out dust, gas fumes, and noise.